State Impact's Robbie Korth didn't get a haircut for over a year because of the coronavirus pandemic. But 2 weeks after getting fully vaccinated, he takes us inside Carwin Shave Shop for his first trim in a year.
My hair is down to my shoulders when I walk into Carwin Shave Shop at Nichols Hills. I'm greeted by barber Chuck Nathan. He's wearing two masks and a face shield.
Hi, I'm Robbie.
Hey, Robbie, I'm Chuck.
Nice to meet you.
I'm going to take your temperature now.
Okay.
Chuck's had a tough time lately. His father, Bob Nafee, died in the early days of the pandemic.
Perfect.
Wow. So you're very serious about this.
Yeah, we're taking it serious. Okay. How do you typically wear your hair?
I usually get a 4 on the sides and then clean up the top.
Okay.
So yeah, I think let's go all the way.
Okay. You want to go all the way back to that?
Yeah.
If you weren't going to leave it long, I think we should go back and bring you back to your old self. I mean, I guess, you know, that's part of getting back to the new normal. We can start to get back to what we used to look like, at least.
But Chuck doesn't know what normal looks like anymore. His business, which thrives on face-to-face contact, had to adapt to a highly contagious disease that killed almost 8,000 Oklahomans. At least 449,000 people in Oklahoma caught COVID-19.
We were in a financial bind that we had to continue offering services, even if we felt they were unsafe for me as a barber, even though I was sure that I was keeping everything as safe as possible for the client.
But the pandemic took an even greater toll on Chuck's family.
We were well aware of how serious this was. My dad was on a ventilator for 15 days before he died, and there was no treatment available at that point. And so we knew that this was going to be serious.
Chuck's father was an attorney and among the first people to die from COVID-19 in the state.
It's been frustrating to know that, you know, not much could have been done to help my dad. He got the best care that was available at the time, but that he died in a way so that so many others didn't have to go through that. And I think that the most frustrating part of this year has been all of the fighting of the clear solutions to these, you know, this problem.
Later in the year, doctors knew more about COVID-19. Chuck doesn't like that so many people took that knowledge for granted.
Society in general has fought against every step of the mask mandate, now the vaccine.
Now Chuck is watching Oklahomans reclaim their public lives after getting vaccinated.
So much of their mortality has been put in front of them this year, and I'm not ready. I now have both vaccines, and I think that COVID has been kind of just a part of this veil being lifted on, you know, what our neighbors and family and friends and how they have reacted to this has really shown us a side of, our culture that has been frustrating.
Chuck will keep cutting hair. It's all he's known for his professional life, but he's going to take more precautions moving forward.
Is that short enough in the front for you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Looking really good.
The haircut did look good. My wife even says, it's the best I've ever gotten. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.